Please enjoy the music while your party's being reached.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording. We're live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. It is the 4-year anniversary of my podcast. 4 long years. I thought about doing something special, and then I thought about some more and realized that I kind of don't feel like it. And, didn't even have any ideas either. I was like, I guess I'll just make a regular episode, you know, kind of whatever. God, I mean, I could have done so much in these last 4 years. Like, I mean, I could have, like, gone to college. Like, could have, like, been a doctor by now or something, like a lawyer. But I chose a different path. Was it worth it? Yeah, I think so. I think I have another 4 years in me. 4 more years. Second term. I'm the 2-term podcaster. I got exciting news. Friend of the pod, Maddie Finney, is in town. We're going to hang out in Greenpoint tomorrow. I'm going to, like, show her around. Isn't that so cute? I'm, like, really so excited. Maddie from Nose Candy, recent guest. Anyways, lots of topics tonight. I feel pretty good about them. I'm going to be honest, I'm just, like, very, I feel so tired and, like, so run down, like, spiritually. Mind, body, and soul just, like, suffering immensely. I think I just have to get that off my chest. I don't want to be a bummer, but I'm just, like, I can't hide it. So, lots of interesting topics. There's minutiae. There's, like, I want to talk about the movie Challengers. I just watched that this afternoon. Let's just get right into it. I thought it was so fucking good. Like, it's as good as everyone says, if not even, like, better. It's rare that, like, everyone's right about something, and they're so right. Like, Luca Guadagnino tore it immensely. Zendaya is fucking incredible. Like, she is a star. And I kind of get bothered when people say that she just has, like, one face, or she just has, like, one character in every movie. Like, you sound jealous and stupid if you think like that, quite frankly. Like, she's so cool and, like, sexy and, like, unique and an amazing actress. Like, I won't spoil too much, but, like, the scene in the hotel when, like, they, like, hook up, it's a very long shot. Like, she's amazing. It's very cool. The movie is very cool. It's also very, like, stupid. It's, like, it's seemingly very empty and kind of vapid, but the story is, like, actually, it's love triangle over the course of, like, many years. You know, really focuses on, like, male friendship. It's not as, like, bisexual as everyone says it is. Like, it kind of is, and there's, like, a lot of, like, male nudity, and it's just, like, suggestive, but it's just because, like, it's a very gay movie. Like, it is for the gays. And it just, like, kind of mirrors the gay experience. Like, it's very, everyone's obsessed with, like, form and, like, lust, but it's, like, pretty hollow. I thought it was genius. Thought it was absolutely fucking genius. And the score is incredible. Trent Reznor and, is it, like, Atticus Rose? Wait, I'm gonna have to Google that. Challengers score. Atticus Ross. Sorry. Time to Google Atticus Ross. Oh yeah, he did the score for The Social Network. That, yeah, that makes sense. He was in Nine Inch Nails too. Okay, work. Oh, he's a producer. No, he's a member. Wait, okay, I honestly don't care. Shout out both of them. And then, like, the score, I mean, it was, like, pretty, consistent, and then, like, it would just drop at, like, some of the most random times, and, like, by the end of the movie, I was just, like, laughing out loud when it would drop. Like, it's so funny. I was just along for the ride. I felt like it was in, like, the best hands possible. Truly cannot recommend it, like, enough. And there's, like, crazy, like, VFX camera work that I was not expecting. Like, towards the end, there's a scene where they're playing against each other on the court. And, like, the camera is, like, the tennis ball. And it's, like, zooming back and forth. And it looks fucking really good. Like, shockingly good. It was so sick. This movie really has everything. What else? I mean, part of my lore is that I was randomly, like, the captain of the tennis team, junior and senior of high school. So I do be knowing a lot about tennis. And you just don't see or hear about tennis so much. It's all about pickleball now. which I refuse to talk about pickleball. Because, like, we played pickleball. I'm, like, going to talk about it right now. We, like, played pickleball in, like, middle school, like, in the gym when it was, like, winter. With, like, a wiffle ball and, like, a volleyball net that was, like, lowered. Never thought it would get out of control like it has. I mean, whatever. I'm happy people are, you know, I'm happy America's getting moving, you know? But, I don't see what's wrong with tennis. I guess it does have a reputation for being, like, kind of pretentious and out of touch, or, like, out of reach, but, like, because I guess, like, yeah, courts in New York or, like, any city, it's, like, there's not that many of them, and it's, like, kind of a hassle to just, like, reserve them and shit, and it's just, like, what the fuck? And then I feel like outside of the city, whenever they're just, like, outdoor tennis courts, they look, like, very dilapidated and not cared for, but, like, literally all you need is, like, a racket and balls, can of balls, which smell amazing. And so, like, just get out there. I need to play tennis soon. I know, like, everyone's saying that, but, like, I do have the right to say that as a former tennis, I wasn't a star, but I think I went to, like, state qualifiers and then, like, lost my first match. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I suck. I was good at hitting. I was, like, very kind of lanky and agile. But my serve was never that great, but you know, I could hit. Yeah, I mean, I want to rewatch the movie, like, soon. I think it's fucking amazing. People are saying they think it's a little too long. It is, like, a little over 2 hours, which, like, yeah. I see what they're saying. But I did watch it in the comfort of my own home today. And I did pause it so I could, like, go to the bathroom. Because I was kind of like, is this movie still got, like, 40 minutes left? But I don't care. I think it's perfect. I think it's, like, actually a perfect movie. And it's an instant classic for me. It's so great. Like, I don't even know what to compare it to. Sound off in the comments if you, like, what's this? I mean, I just don't know. Love Luca Guadagnino. I was talking about him recently on the pod. I liked Bones and All. I feel like people didn't like that. I was, like, shocked. I thought it was, like, honestly, like, again, like, a perfect movie. I think it's, like, people just, like, love to hate Timothée Chalamet. For whatever reason, I don't know. Jealousy, kind of. I mean, what else is there? They, like, don't like that he's playing Bob Dylan. Like, who do you want to play Bob Dylan? Like, Adam Friedland? Like, who else? Who else is gonna get on stage, you know? It's Timothée. I think the Willy Wonka thing was kind of weird, too, but I don't know, whatever. That's about it for Challengers. I highly recommend it. Like, I feel like I'm the last person to see it, so it's kind of weird I'm talking about it now. But, like, it is an absolute A-plus for me. Moving right along. Just a little update on my social media status. I have left Twitter again, and I don't see myself coming back for quite a long time. The reason why is very specific. I saw, kind of against my will, I was on, like, the For You tab or whatever, and I saw the most, and I'm not even going to even describe it at all, the most, like, unspeakably horrific violent video I've, like, ever seen in my life, and hopefully, like, will ever see. You know, with everything going on, I've used my vivid imagination and been like, this is fucked up and I hate war. And I don't like children being blown apart. Again, I'm not going into details. I cannot imagine anything worse than what I saw. And it was between just like, you know, some twink posting a screenshot of like sniffies and then just like a random woman being like, like women go through periods in like pregnancy and menopause. Like, what do men go through? Thoughts? And I was like, it's called male pattern baldness and it's worse than all of those combined. Anyways, I just can't be afraid to scroll on the timeline and like see something that will genuinely make me almost throw up and like ruin, you know, my day. I mean, I know I'm not like very lucky to be to have my life the way it is. Not trying to sound ungrateful, I'm just like, holy shit, like that is imprinted in my brain. I will be thinking about this video for like 25 years. Like, I'm not even kidding. It was horrible. It reminded, like, I haven't seen anything that bad since I was like in high school going to like augrish.com and looking at like beheading videos or like people like falling off like buildings, like getting like impaled on fence. Okay, sorry. It's just, it's like beyond that, you know, what I saw. And I just can't go back. Like, I can't just be no. I don't even know. Can I, like, change my set? I don't want to change the settings. I feel like you gotta, like, you get dealt a hand, and it's like, you can't be changing settings on social media. Like, you just, I don't know. I'm just not willing to do that. Seems very whack. And ultimately, it's just like, I'll just leave Twitter. Like, I can just do that. I used to be, like, helplessly addicted to it. But then when I took the, like, 11-month break recently, I realized I could do it, and it wasn't even that hard this time. I was just like, nope, it's off the phone, it's logged out on the computer. It is kind of annoying when people send you a link to a tweet, like a video or something, and then you have to like open it and it like kind of logs you back in, or like you get your notifications. So I'm just like, oh, fuck, like I don't want to do this, but whatever, it's not that bad, I don't care. So yeah, don't DM me on Twitter or even look at my, I don't know, just don't do it. I'm gone. Left the party. Party's over. Okay. Moving along again. Oh my god, this was, well, this is something that I did learn from Twitter that was actually amazing. My friend tweeted about like how like you can fold, if you have like vinyl windows, you might be asking yourself, what is a vinyl window? I mean, it's glass, but the frame is like the white plastic. Vinyl is plastic, I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah, it is. Very common in apartments. They're not like a wooden frame. It's plastic. And so they, so you can clean them, like you can, okay, I can't even like think straight. This is crazy because it's so hard to explain. So, you know, obviously like the window slides up and down and there's like one pane on the bottom, one pane on the top, and the top like slides down from the top and the bottom pane slides up from the bottom. Okay. I may have lost you, but just like, maybe you're in a room with a window now, just like kind of look over at it and be like, okay, I know what he's talking about. So on top of the pane of glass, the frame, there are these two little slider things you like kind of pinch inwards. They're like by the edge of the frame and like it unlocks something. So it like hinges at the bottom and you can fold the window completely, like it cantilevers towards you. And you like rest it against the, you know, like ledge by your window sill. And then you can clean the outside glass. Okay, just like stop and think about that. Okay, you can like clean, because I was like, how the fuck do people even like, I'm like, well, you just don't clean windows, I guess, in New York City. Like, you can't clean a window. Sometimes I look out my window, I'm like, this is fucking filthy, and I wish it was, like, clean. And you're like, oh, the rain will wash it off. It never does. Just, like, dirt and pollen all over it. And I was just like, holy shit. I realized I had like glass cleaner in the trunk of my car. And I was like, fuck it. I was like peeking. I was like, I have to like do this right now. And I was like, oh my God, this works. This is crazy. And then like the top pane was kind of tricky because like it can't fold down because the front pane slides in front of it. And it was like in the way. So I kind of had to like, how did I even do it? Wait, this is. Oh, you have to slide the front pane all the way down and then hinge it forward so it's out. And then you like slide the top one almost all the way down and then fold it so it's laying on top of the bottom pane. And then you clean it. And it was like, I did both. You know, I have like only have like one window in my apartment, but it's like the size of like two regular windows next to each other. It's kind of like a basically a square. So I cleaned all fucking eight surfaces. Kind of took a while. Kind of hurt my back a little bit too, if I'm being honest with you guys. I'm like standing in my bed and like the who cares, whatever. And I got the job done. And now I'm realizing there's like kind of a lot of streaks. And I might need to redo it again. But like the difference was fucking crazy. I feel like it also just let more light in. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was just all in my head. But fuck, it's so crazy. I've been living in this apartment for about 6 years, okay? And it's not even just that. Like, in, you know, life before this apartment, I didn't even know that was an option either. And I always thought, like, God, the window's fucking nasty. Like, how the hell? It's never going to get clean. Just a fact of life that the window will never be clean. And, you know, it's, like, springtime, almost summer, actually. I'm, like, sweating like a goddamn dog. Like, hog? All the time I can't dress properly. I don't know how. So, yeah, I guess cleaning the cobwebs out, metaphorically. It's just called cleaning. People do it all the time. But I don't. Not me. So it was a really big accomplishment. I was, like, super proud of myself. And hope you are, too. All right. That's enough of the windows. Okay. I wanted to talk about the song by Sabrina Carpenter called Me Espresso. So I've never heard the full song because I'm too old and I don't care. But I've heard lots of clips. I didn't really realize what it was. I just kept like hearing it and like seeing stupid ass little like tweets about it and shit. And I'm like, oh, that's the song everyone's talking about? Like, it's fucking annoying. And it, like, makes no sense. Like, the words just, like, I don't even know what she's talking about. The chorus is like, blah, 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 that's a me espresso. What the fuck? A me espresso? Next time I hear this song, y'all should start planning a me funeral. Because it makes me want to buy a gun and blow my fucking head off. But then I was thinking, like, okay, there, I mean, I, okay, first of all, music is for children. Like, there's no music for, like, adults anymore. It's just literally for 8-year-olds on TikTok. And, like, a lot of you people my age and probably a little younger and maybe a little older, you're too old for Charlie XCX. Let me just say that. And I was thinking, like, in, you know, when I was like 8 years old, I'm like, music was really, there was some annoying shit. Like Baha Men Who Let the Dogs Out and shit like that. Like that was annoying. Like, cause like my mom would have to go buy the CD at the store and pay money and have to like listen to it like in the car with me. Like that's crazy. At least like children have like headphones now, I guess. I don't know. It was just like, I mean, headphones back then, but I just feel like, I don't know. You don't even listen to it, like, on a bus? Or on, like, long road trips? I don't know. I feel like being, like, plugged in when I was growing up was, like, seemed like a sin. You're just, like, you can't be, like, you have to be present somewhat and look at, you know, the wasteland around you. But then I think it's cool that Sabrina Carpenter, I was like, her and like Camila Cabello and like everyone's just kind of the same person to me. She's dating like Barry Keoghan, right? Keoghan? I like Keoghan. That's cool. Also, everyone's like, this is very kind of a similar Timothy Chalamet effect here. People are just jealous of Barry Keoghan's charisma, talent. Like his Met Gala look was atrocious, but I was like, if I was at a party and I saw that guy, I'd be like, he looks like he'd be fun to do coke with. Like, not a lot of these people could say that. You couldn't say that about a lot of these people. You know what I mean? It's like, he seems like a lot of actors, like, their talent and their skill is, like, not because they're, like, you know, like, an intellectual person or, like, they just have a gift of, you know, something to do with, like, their soul. And, you know, I rewatched Killing of a Sacred Deer recently, which is incredible. Kind of like another A-plus movie for me. And he's, like, astonishing in it. And, like, everything in that movie is so weird. Like, the way, like, Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell and Barry Keoghan and... Hold on. The way they talk, the way they move, it's, like, very strange. And it's an incredible movie. It's also, like, thrilling and, like, scary. And, like, violent. I think people are intimidated by Barry Keoghan. Also, because, like, I don't know. I think people make fun of him because he looks like a piece of, like, his face is like a piece of, like, chewing gum. It's been chewed up. There's just little eye holes. Oh, my God. Sorry. I don't know. I have, like, a... This is what happens when I don't smoke because I start coughing. So, like, now I, like, really want a cigarette. It's so fucked up. Anyways, yeah. Moving on. Oh my God, I uncovered the craziest memory that I completely buried. I was hanging out with some friends, Antonio, Rachel, and Juan, and Antonio mentioned this, there used to be this bar in Ridgewood called June. It's on like St. Nicholas and like Green Avenue. A couple blocks from my old apartment, and it was like a skater bar, but they like, I don't know, it was like an acute location on a corner. You could like sit outside on like cafe tables. It's nice in the summer. Not a lot of people went there because it was like genuinely like really weird and like awful vibes. And then there was one night I was waiting for the bathroom. Someone had been in there for a while. I kind of heard a lot of like banging around. I'm just like, okay. And then this woman comes out and I don't even know how to tell you this. She was covered in her own shit and she had smeared shit all over the walls. I don't have the soundboard up, but like, obviously just imagine Michael Jackson saying, there's doo-doo feces thrown all over the wall, the floor, the ceiling, it stunk so bad. Imagine that. And she was like a normal, like early 20s, like Latina chick, like just normal, like didn't even seem like mentally ill or like strange. She was covered in her own shit. She's wearing like a white shirt. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And I came back to the table and then my friends were like, are you like, you look like you just saw a ghost. And I was like green. I was like, I don't think you should go to the bathroom anytime soon or come back to this bar. Like, it was crazy. I completely buried that memory. Yeah. Wow. I just thought I'd share that with you all. Speaking of bars in Brooklyn. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little something and let me know if you think this is a little strange. Okay. So there's that bar in Bed-Stuy called Come On Everybody, which opened, like, right when I moved out of Bed-Stuy, probably was, like, 2013 or 14. They've always done really well. Like, I drove by it a few weeks ago, and there's, like, it was popping. They do, like, Nick Mullen and Adam Friedland do, like, their stand-up there. They have, like, sold-out shows constantly. Also, I remember their drinks not being that cheap when I was living over there. So, it felt like more of an upscale place, kind of. Not like unapproachable or anything, but It seems like they've been making decent money for a long time. They have other kinds of, they have like a lot of, I don't know, I guess they have like, I think like InfoWars does shit there. And like, okay, here's the thing. A GoFundMe was circulating recently and they're asking for $5,000 for a new stage. And I was like, $5,000 for a bar? I'm sorry. That's literally nothing. That's like one night of profits. Like straight up, that's one night of profits. For a bar that size, it's like big. And they're like, the copy of the GoFundMe is like, we are like a proud, like, we have lots of BIPOC and queer performers. Do we create a safe space? I'm like, we are not talking like this still. Like, you are out of your fucking mind. And it was just like weird. They're like targeting like minorities and like instead of like, I don't know, like the Cumtown fans or like, it was just so weird and strange. I just like didn't get a good vibe of it, a vibe off of it. It seems like wrong. Like $5,000. I'm like, how like is the bar gonna close? Cause like I feel like building a stage is something you can like literally do yourself. It's just like pull, like wood. Like you put like 2x4s down and like some wood on top of it and like nail it down. And then paint it black. I'll do it for like $150. $5,000. I don't know. Something fucking stinks. I don't know who like runs the bar, owns it. But it's not sitting well with me. It's just not sitting well with me. Maybe I'll go there and like smear shit all over the bathroom. Like we need $5,000 to clean the bathroom. Because this delinquent podcaster had a mental breakdown. Okay, what else here? Oh, we have like a new Trader Joe's recommendation. It's not gonna be what you think. It's literally a candle, just like the little kind of like those, you know, like kind of like, I think they're called like camp candles, like you like take them like camping or something. It's like metal, like a metal tin, pretty shallow. But I was like on my way to kind of check out and it was like in the checkout aisle or like the, you know, where you line up like a dog waiting for someone to like raise a paddle and you like trot over there. It was only $3.99. there's only 2 cents grapefruit, which smelled like just cleaning product and like pretty awful. And then I got the one that was called peony blossom. And I like pick up the tin. I'm like, this price is insane. Also, like sometimes you just want to light like a one just to have a little light. And it's, I mean, $3.99. It's fucking free. It's free. It's like cheaper than like a Twix bar these days. Like, but it's a candle. Okay. And then I could, okay, this is, I don't know if I like imagine this. You know, you like kind of feel someone staring at you. I pretty much imagine this entirely, but I feel like there's a woman staring at me who's like finishing up paying with like her groceries, and she saw me like with the candle and was just thinking like, fuck, that candle seems like a really good idea. And she's not able to get the candle because she's already checked out. I don't know, I could just like feel like, I feel like I was like, I don't know why I'm like, when I'm in a grocery store, I'm like very uncomfortable and I feel like I have to kind of perform being like confused all the time, where I'm like, wait, where is, like, where, I'm like, oh, wait, where is the, oh, wait, what do I need? I'm like a lunatic. I'm like basically like muttering to myself. I don't think I'm actually talking. But I'm just kind of like, oh, wait, I need bread. Oh, and then I need jelly. Okay. Jelly and bread. I guess I should go get the bread. You know, it's, I don't know why I do this. Also, I am genuinely overwhelmed and like kind of confused. I think I kind of amp it up, but I think it's pathetic and weird. And I should stop doing it. But I feel like I really kind of hit my stride when I found that candle, and I think the woman was staring at me. And she was like, because I, okay, pick up the candle. I'm like, huh. I'm like, what is this? What is this metal hockey puck with a lid? And I like raise it to my nose and I'm like, kind of put it down. I'm like, oh, I'm thinking here, peony blossom, Raise it again. I'm like, yeah. And I just kind of like toss it in the cart. And I was like, done. Like, I'm not going to like think about buying this candle because it's literally free. It's a free sample. I'm going to keep buying it. I've lit it like 5 different times, and it's only like for quite a while. It's only like halfway done. So, I mean, what are we thinking here? Maybe a 10-hour candle for $4. What is the math on that? 25 cents an hour? I don't know. Cares. I care. I didn't think about these things. Candles are so expensive. It's fucking ridiculous. Maybe I should start making candles. Wow. No, I should like go back to school. Anyways, I spent $114 at Trader Joe's. That is an all-time record. I had to buy olive oil and then the candle. And I bought like milk, like a lot of milk. I'm like, I don't even really drink milk like that. Like, I don't know why I had to buy all that milk. It was just like a big, it was like a, you know, regular like carton. But I'm like, I went crazy. I was buying the like the organic expensive shit too. I was like, fuck it. Got some strawberries. That really set me back. Berries are not cheap. We all know that to be true, but I thought I'd reiterate it. Berries are not cheap. Well, I got a lot of like frozen stuff as usual. I tried out this new like chicken mushroom stir fry thing that was pretty good. Got the shrimp fried rice. Made a couple courses of that. Didn't realize the shrimp are frozen in a separate bag because I didn't even notice the shrimp weren't in there. I was kind of like, okay. And then I made it a tiny bit left in this bag of shrimp. I'm like, okay, this is kind of a lot of shrimp, but I ate it all pretty easily. So yeah, and I just like didn't, I'm like, I cooked, I mean, I had like bagels for breakfast, like eat at work and shit, and I'm like, wow, I'm like tearing it. But it's so boring to like make everything for yourself. I was like, after 3 days, I'm like, this fucking sucks. Like, I want to like take these groceries back. But now I'm still chipping away. Oh my god, I made egg salad for the first time in my life because I bought the like hard-boiled egg bag. I was like, hadn't touched it for a while, and I'm like, fuck, like I don't want these eggs, the hard-boiled egg bag. Just like not in the mood. But then I was like, what can I do to these? What can I do? And I was like, I guess the only thing I can do is make egg salad. I was like, am I allowed to make egg salad? Like, it just seems so crazy. And I had, like, mayonnaise and mustard, like, Dijon in the fridge. And I'm like, I think that's just, like, what goes in it. And I just, like, got to it and, you know, had, like, some multigrain bread, all the seeds in it and shit from Trader Joe's. And I used 3 eggs. They're small eggs. And I just, like, mashed them around in the bowl, and it turned out really good. Like, really good. Like, I got the texture kind of exactly right. Just using, like, a fork. I mean, I think you all know how to make egg salad. But maybe there's just one of you out there that doesn't. Oh, my God. 4 years of, I mean, okay, I'm taking a break and going to get cigarettes. I'm sorry, I have to. And then I want to talk about James Charles. I'm, like, gonna revisit the Bi Sister No More Lies. Like, I mean, come on. We talked about it. I talked about it with Maddie and Chloe. And then I rewatched Bi Sister and No More Lies. Bi Sister is the Tati Westbrook video. No More Lies is the James Charles rebuttal video. And I developed a new theory that I've never even thought about or heard anyone else mention, although I'm sure it might have been. But, okay, I'll be right back. And I'm back. Okay, so I watched the 3 videos, the big 3, I like to call them. The first was the, like, 5-minute Tati Westbrook Instagram story that's been archived on YouTube, where this whole thing started, basically. Then I watched Bye Sister, and I watched No More Lies. Okay. I will say overall, No More Lies stands out as like one of the best pieces of like media I've like ever seen in my entire life. I'm not even joking. It's not as good as like Challengers, but like it's in the fucking arena. Anyways, okay. So the 5-minute Tati video is like kind of cryptic. I don't think she names James by name, but she's, you know, typically in her YouTube or any video, she's like done up. She is, after all, the glam life guru. So she's got like messy hair, no makeup. Her, like, she's wearing like a flannel that I don't even think is like buttoned correctly. Like, she's really going for it. And she's like sobbing and like crying and being like, I can't believe like friends could like stab me in the back and betray me and all this stuff. And I didn't write down any details really. But she's like, you know, just because like the person next to you is in a full body cast doesn't mean that your broken arm doesn't hurt. It's like, okay. So I watched Bye Sister, and it's, you know, like 40 minutes, I think. She's directly addressing her friendship breakup with James Charles, and she's saying that, like, fame and power and a fat bank account will change a person, and she says that, like, everything is too sexualized with him, and she's just, like, had enough. I'm like, okay. I mean, just to remind you guys, if you're not familiar, the betrayal that James committed was that he, it's so fucking funny. It's like so funny. I can't even like speak about it. He literally, like, to get an artist pass at Coachella to escape the fans, made an Instagram story post promoting like, sugar bear hair, like sugar bear, like gummies that are like for sleep or something. And Tati has Halo Beauty, like, hair care gummies. And it was, like, a conflict of interest. It was, like, her competition. And I'm, like, that always just never, like, sat right with me. I'm, like, that's not that big of a deal. And then, you know, she goes on and on about, like, this waiter in Seattle when they went out for a birthday dinner. And I guess James was, in what she says, that she, like, kept, like, hitting on this waiter, going up to the staff, like asking for his phone number, all this stuff. Was very inappropriate. She said she had to call each and every one of her friends at the dinner the next day and like apologize for James's behavior. And I'm like, that's also extreme and probably a fucking lie. Also, James Charles doesn't like drink or get like belligerent. So I'm like, I don't really think he'd be acting like that out of pocket. Then again, he was 19 years old and she's 38. She's literally twice his age at this point. That'd be like me, like making like a making a fucking YouTube video, like a feature length YouTube video about like a 17-year-old. Like, that's just unethical. And besides like the violent homophobia, it just doesn't seem to like be enough to publicly address or even just like privately end a friendship. And so kind of the theory I started working with, like, maybe, because if you look, I mean, you got to Google, like, Tati Westbrook husband. He looks fucking, he looks like a weird little, like, if, like, Jeff Gordon was, like, yassified and had, like, his little gay, like, Disney villain goatee. I don't know how to just, it's a sight to behold. He seems like a closet homosexual, and it definitely seems like Tati Westbrook is the person that would marry a closet homosexual. So I'm like, maybe they had like an affair or something. Cause like, here's just where I'm at. I'm like, she's alluding to like sexual misconduct, but not saying, but like the real issue would be, which would be that like James and her husband like had sex. So she's kind of, you know, she's kind of getting him for like a similar crime or something. Because like, I just cannot imagine this kind of emotional response. And then Jeffree Star jumping on the bandwagon being like, I'm going to ruin your life too because of this. And it's like, I could see like Jeffree maybe standing up for his friend Tati if like something horrible, like infidelity happened. But like what we have as facts at this point, it's like James didn't do anything that crazy at all, like literally at all. So I think a couple weeks go by. Well, James makes this video. It's like, apologies. And it's like, it's short. I didn't watch it because I'm just like, I don't care. Because I'm just like, it's fake. I think in the moment, he just did what he thought he needed to do. Also, this is a 19-year-old boy. And then a week later, he comes out with this video called No More Lies, which is 48 minutes long. James is like the bravest person in the world for doing this. And like, I've never seen anything like this. There's like, Tati makes all these like allegations, and there's like other things that surface online. This waiter that I mentioned before is like going on like socials and being like, James like harassed me and like tried to seduce me. I was really uncomfortable. And James shows all the screenshots, and this waiter hit him up and he's like, hey, I was your waiter last night. Like, huh? Like what's, or tonight. He like DMs him the same night and is like, hey, so I'm like bisexual. Like, I don't know. I've never been with a guy, but I'm kind of interested. Like maybe we should like hang out sometime. And James is like, oh my God, I had no idea. That's so crazy. So this is like completely destroys Tati's like claims that James was like making this guy uncomfortable and like stepping over some boundaries. This guy was like interested in like, followed up with James. They did spend the night, or they, this waiter went over to James' hotel and they like cuddled and like made out and then left. And then there's like text messages after that that was like, I had such a great time, like you're so sweet, like thanks for not, it's like he literally is like, thanks for not pressuring me to do anything. And then, you know, there's a, he's telling a different story online. He's just kind of like, James, like he's such a predator, like I don't know. And then James absolutely clears him. And then like, there's like a dozen other things that he just with ease disproves, dispels. Tati was like telling lies. She's like, he never tried to contact me. And then James like shows all the outreach to Tati after her initial like Instagram story, blah, blah, blah. And so again, it goes back to my theory. I'm like, this had to be something bigger. And it had to be like James and I think it's James Westbrook. Yeah, I don't know. Or Jeff. I don't know. What do you guys think? Sound off in the comments. Cause it would, I mean, maybe Tati like caught them like in a weird situation, like at their home or something. Because they used to live very close to each other. I could just kind of see that happening. You know, there's just like perfect little twink like running around your house. And you're gay. Like, I don't know. Something might have happened. Because still, even when I rewatched this, her videos, I'm like, this actually doesn't. It kind of, at the time, I was like, whoa, is this so, I mean, it was just so, there's so much like, so much hype. It was just like electrics, you know. I wasn't like maybe analyzing as critically as I am now, and I will just say, if you're interested or if you've already like seen these videos, like rewatch them, they're fucking amazing. Or just rewatch the James No More Lies. It is Criterion level. It should be in MoMA, you know, all that shit, whatever. It's amazing. It felt so good to watch it. Like, it felt amazing. Just, you know, like a sunny afternoon. I was like, let me spend the next 2 hours doing some research. Yeah, again, I highly recommend it. Even if you don't know anything about it, just watch the James Charles No More Lies. Like, this video is psychotically good. There's just like so many screenshots and he's talking so fast and there's so much proof. It's like all killer, no filler. He literally just like completely cleared his name so thoroughly and like seemingly effortlessly. It's like, damn, like people were just out to get him. They were out to get him. Like adults are much older. And, yeah, he did the damn thing. Proud of you, James. Okay. Now, speaking of sexual deviance, I did watch the Kevin Spacey documentary. And, yeah, it wasn't very good. So the premise is, like, there's 10 victims, of his sexual, misconduct, and they're just, like, telling their stories. The assaults range from that's it. Well, I guess that kind of does suck. But, you know, it's mostly just kind of handsy stuff. Listen, I get it. It's not great. But the, like, the serious tone of this is, like, kind of off-putting. I'm like, also, here's the thing. These are all, like, straight guys. Kevin Spacey had, like, really good taste in men. But, like, it's as serious as, like, the fucking Nuremberg trial they're making it seem. I'm like, okay. Like, there's this fucking super hot, like, ex-Marine. He goes to see, like, Saving Private Ryan with Kevin Spacey. And then, like, Kevin Spacey starts, like, jerking off in, like, the first scene, which is, like, that, like, 20-minute long scene on the beach where people are getting, like, blown apart and, like... Like, I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry, but it's, like, really funny. I know I'm not supposed to think it's funny, but I'm like, this is so absurd. That he just... whatever. Starts jerking off. It's Saving Ryan's Privates. You know, and then there's, like, all these other guys. It's like, we were at a party, and he, like, grabbed my ass. I'm like, okay, well... All right, I mean, yes, you know, I would be like, oh, shit, cool. But, I mean, I guess he worked with these people, and there's, listen, again, it's not great. It's not great. I don't think it's great. But I forgot that, like, Kevin Spacey was ordered to pay $30 million to Netflix because of his conduct on set, it made it impossible to, like, continue the show, or, like, had to, like, rewrite and... They, like, fired him and then, like, rewrite, and, like, I don't know, like, make the whole... They lost a shitload of money in, like, producing season, like, 6 or whatever of House of Cards. And they won. He owes them, like, $30 million. I'm like, damn. Of course, none of that money's, like, going to, like, the victims. Just going to, like, Netflix. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend the doc. It's too long. Nothing really that... There's, like, an article. That's all documentaries now are just, like, an article they made into, like, a docuseries. And it's, like, the article's been out for, like, 2 years. Like, we kind of know, you know? Anyways, what else do we have here? I just watched the 3-minute and 30-second long trailer for the Wicked movie. I only recently learned that Wicked was about the Wizard of Oz. About, like, what happened before or something. I'm like, oh, shit. That's what everyone's been seeing on Broadway for years? I'm like, oh, that was just about, like, a witch or something. the trailer made it seem like... It seems like the same plot as, like, Harry Potter or something. It's, like, a weird, like, person with actual, like, powers goes to, like, school. And then, like, a bunch of, like, gay shit happens. And it's like, okay, well... you know... it's like Kinky Boots about, like, the Wizard of Oz too. It's like everything about the Wizard of Oz, because, like, it's a boot. Is it like the red boot that, like, curls up? Now I think Kinky Boots, what the fuck is Kinky Boots about? Also, what is Les Mis about? Okay, hold on, what is Kinky Boots about? Based on the 2005 film and inspired by a true story, Kinky Boots follows Charlie Price, an aspiring young businessman who's forced to give up his dreams of living the London city life in order to save his late father's family business in Northern England. What? I thought this was, like, about, like... It was, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh, he's, like, a man in a... Uh-oh. Does he become a woman? Wait, what? Okay, I'm not getting close to the truth. I don't care. And then what was, like... Okay, what is... Les Misérables. I'm assuming it's, like, it's about, like, Bohemian layabouts. Beginning in 1815 and culminating in the 1832 June Rebellion in Paris, the novel follows the lives and interactions of several characters, particularly the struggles of ex-convict Jean Valjean and his experience of redemption. Okay, also not... I can't read any more about this. Never seen a Broadway play. I've just never seen a Broadway play. I did see The Lion King when I was living in Rochester, New York, and thought it was kind of fun. Yeah. Probably gonna skip Wicked, guys. Probably gonna skip it. Also, just to me, it looks like shit. It's like muddy and like it looks like everything looks like Call of Duty now or something. Like a video game that like sucks. I don't know. Like, where's the color? Where's the like? Everything's just like a midtown. Like you see like stills of the original Wizard of Oz, and it's just like so gorgeous, and you're like, wow, that is just beautiful. And like, I feel like this genre is like, it should be, it's just trying to be impressive in different ways with like huge sets and like CGI and shit. I'm like, that's not doing it for me. I don't know, who cares. Oh, it looks like, changing gears a little bit here, it looks at the sandwich shop Something About Her, owned by Ariana and Katie from Vanderpump Rules, is, they did their soft opening, and the grand opening will be like next week, so it's open. And I looked at the menu, it was like, I was like screenshotting people's like Instagram stories. I'm like looking at the menu and I'm like, wait, this is basically La Sandwicherie. If you're new to the pod, La Sandwicherie is kind of lore of the, it's baked in this sandwich shop near me in Greenpoint that is so French and so stupid and so overpriced, and it's just like a turkey sandwich, and you're like, okay, why is this $16? I can literally get like a sizzling like fajita platter at Applebee's, you know? Like, I understand it's different, but I just, I'm not, you know, this, it's a sandwich. You know, a sandwich isn't like, also a place that just has sandwiches kind of needs to have like other things. Like if you go to like an Italian sandwich place, they have like lots of other foods, you know, like pastas and like salad. They just have like other shit, because like you're not always just going to like you're not just going to get a sandwich like all the time. I mean, I think people just make them at home because they're like pretty easy to slap a few. You're just slapping. You're slapping food on top of other things. You're stacking and you're slapping. I can do that. Yeah. Best of luck to them. They're like, well, we needed to start thinking about like a second location. I'm like, yeah, I would hold off. Also, I thought it was kind of funny that Lala in the reunion was like, at the time, she's like talking about Something About Her. She's like, at the time, it was kind of Nothing About Her. I was like, ooh. I'm like, how have I never thought of Nothing About Her? It was, you know, it reminded me of like when everyone was dragging Sheree for Chateau Sheree. Kenya was so funny. She was like, Chateau, she's not done yet. Or like, she had a bunch of one-liners that were fucking amazing. Anyways, where are we doing here? We're almost at an hour. Okay. Oh my God. So my friend, he's on Sniffies the Gay. It's a website that they got banned from the App Store because it's like too graphic. I've learned some new things. Some things I wish I didn't know. There's like straight up just like pretty overt like child pornography being shared on Sniffies, and it does kill me to say that because it does reinforce some pretty fucking ugly stereotypes, but these gay guys are using like the football emoji to like signal that they want to use this app called like Telegram, which Marissa was just telling about. It's like WhatsApp or Kick, or it's like a, I don't know, it's like encrypted or not encrypted. It's like, it's, I don't know, people be doing fucked up shit on Telegram, and if you send like a football emoji, it means that they want you to send them child pornography. Oh my God. Also, people are calling GHB Gina. You know, I know Tina's meth, you know, crystal meth. Gina's GHB. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cute. You know, people being, oh, we're looking for an admin. Admin meaning someone to administer a needle and shoot them up with Tina. I'm like, admin, that's kind of clever, but it's ultimately very sad. Very sad. All right, what else? Maybe I'll get to some questions. I only have a couple that I really feel like talking about. Question number one. What are the best restaurants by the ocean near or around the city, Miss Mamas? I kind of don't. I mean, the only ones I can think of that, like, pop in my head are, like, City Island in the Bronx, where, like, there's a lot of, like, seafood restaurants that are, like, big and kind of old school. I've never been in them, but I've, like, sat in their parking lot just, like, drive around. But they look like it could be really fun. It's on the water. I can't think of anywhere else that's, like, on the water. Like, I mean, maybe there's, like, well, isn't, like, there's, like, restaurants and, like, I think there's restaurants like some hotels, right? Like, the Williamsburg Hotel, isn't there one? I think it's an Israeli restaurant. Don't know if it's doing too well right now. But this might be the time to go. Probably get a reservation pretty easily. Is there like a there's a restaurant in the Rockaway Hotel that quite frankly sucks and it's way overpriced and it's like really just like whatever. And the prices are absurd. But I think they might have a rooftop bar. I don't know if there's, but you might be able to eat up there. I don't know. That would go to City Island. City Island's cute. It's like kind of, it's a little different, you know, kind of off the beaten path. I mean, you could probably go to like, Brighton Beach as well, maybe. Yeah, that's all I can really think of. Where do you see James Charles in 15 years? Like the CEO of like Google, like, I don't know. He's making music. I was watching a video before I recorded tonight of his. He's going to have, he's going to host a writing camp. So, you know, he's going to try to, you know, he's made a few emotional ballads. And I think he's going to make a few more. But I think he's a really good businessman. And he's not going to be stopped. No one can stop James Charles. So he'll be, I mean, he'll have like a makeup empire. Because I think it's doing pretty well. He seems to be selling out of stuff left and right. Seems like the quality is good from the reviews I've been reading. I don't know. I don't know if he's like a household name, but there's like so many. There's just so many like makeup brands and like, well, like skincare shit. Like, I was watching a Jeffree Star TikTok and he was reviewing, this was like yesterday. He was reviewing some like Ilia, I don't know, like it was a concealer maybe or something. He's like, I've never heard of this brand. I'm like, you've never heard of Ilia? It's like literally in like Sephora and Ulta and like, you're Jeffree Star. So I don't know what people even fucking know about, quite frankly. Anyways. Sorry. Does a guy like you if he likes an old Insta post when he follows you? Yes. Well, he wants to have sex with you. That's pretty much it. Does he like you as a person? How could he know that? And, you know, after hanging out a few times, he probably won't. So you can probably pretty easily hook up with him. Maybe send him a football emoji and see how he reacts. Kind of test the water there. Maybe just weed out the, straight up pedophiles that are like all over the internet. Oh, good. Next question. What's an interesting thing you learned from your photo class? I don't know. I think ultimately I kind of just learned to trust my vision and just, I kind of worked and chipped away at it and got closer to something with the book that I finished. I miss school. Could have been in school today. No school. School's out. School's out for good. I mean, I learned a lot of different artists. I would like write a bunch down every week and like Google them. There's so much great art out there, you know? Hard to find it though. You literally need people to like tell you like what would be interesting. It's just like, I don't know where to go to like, you could like walk around like galleries and stuff, museums, but like, you know, there's a lot of just like old books and like artists that aren't like talked about or like shown in public or anywhere. So I don't know. I liked a lot of the new artists I discovered. I don't feel like naming them. I don't really want to go in my notes and like dig them out, but they're there. Okay. Oh, we just hit an hour. Oh, thank God. I'm so tired. So tired. It's been a long 4 years. Long 4 years, but couldn't have done it without all of you. And I really thank you all so much for being with me, especially the people that pay for the podcast. I honor you. I respect you. I did have to block a fan on Instagram the other day because she just like responds to stories and it's like, I don't get what she's even going after. She's just like, gay, I love you, gay. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she just sent me a nude. I was like, all right, this is, and it's like, it's almost worse than the video I saw on Twitter that made me quit. And she's been blocked. So as long as, why am I ending on this? Whatever, it's fine. Just don't send me nudes. It's like illegal. It's like sexual harassment. It's like worse than what Kevin Spacey did most of the time, quite frankly. Okay. God, it feels good to be done with this episode. All right, see you in another 4 years. Bye.